let's roll with
well,
the bonus
content. Well, I know what my number
content.
One is, so I can go from there.
What's your number one?
I won't tell you until...
Oh, we're going to... You want to start from 10? Oh, shit, then I got to start from 10.
Yeah, that's the hard part, is getting the 2 through 9, the 2 through 10 are the hardest part. That's why I'm saying I think you should take maybe like 10 minutes.
Nah, fuck it. I'm gonna shoot him off. I'm gonna roll it off the hip.
You can't roll it off the hip.
Memento.
Too many movies.
Number 10, Memento. Or maybe, I don't know. I've seen Memento like all of twice.
How about we come back next week and do it?
Yeah, we should do like another thing. Yeah, maybe next week. But like, I like the thing where we went down and we rated.
I'm just trying to think of what else we could rate. We could do DC.
DC's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think I've seen a good DC movie yet. Have you?
Man of Steel was okay.
Man. Garbage.
Movies. If you count the Batman movies.
You don't count the Batman movies are Batman movies. You can't count those.
Even though they're like DC property.
Hey, you want to go through the Batman movies?
We could do that. We could do that. We could do that or the Spider-Man movies.
Are we too superhero centric here? I feel like I always want to go through music or like I was saying, like the Mount Rushmore.
I could do top 10 bands, pretty off the cuff.
Top 10 bands. Yeah,
artists or whatever.
Yeah, the thing is like I can name 10 bands that I like.
But I don't know if they'd be your top 10.
I can't rank them. That's my thing. I like when the ranking when you put ranking into it, I can't.
You gotta
do
have
it.
Some time.
I don't know if I can do that though. Like I don't.
You don't
like,
know if you can rank them.
No, I'm not like ranking guy. I'm not like this is my favorite.
Well, I'm just trying to give some structure to it. You know.
I gotta fix this chair. This chair drives me crazy.
Because it's weird. I mean, if we could just talk music, but where would we start and where would we finish would be the thing.
You start at Roy Orbison and you end at Little Yachty. Yachty. Little Yachty. I don't know.
You start at Beethoven's.
You start at you start at Bach and then you end at ASAP Fergie.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper, yeah. Isn't Chance doing like some kind of crazy thing, marketing thing? Or he's like he's
I'm
his
not
own.
A big, I'm not big into like modern hip hop. Mm.
Yeah, neither am I. I tried this week. I pulled up a Pandora station of like modern hip hop hits, and it was all like yeah, and I don't know what it is now. Like but there's people in rap that they have to do like some kind of voice, like where I was like they do like a weird voice, right?
Auto-tune shit and stuff like
no,
that.
No, not even auto-tune. It was just like
T-Pain.
They like mumble and they're like I wish I could explain it. It's doing a terrible job as an old man. Get off my lawn. God shit.
All right. Favorite punk band.
I don't know if I'm not a punk guy though. That's a thing.
All right. Well, I was just, you just said Blink 182.
This is the thing. Okay, you go, okay, punk. What is your.
Like hardcore punk?
What is your punk rock Mount Rushmore? That's what I'm saying. I'd have to say, you go. No, I can't say that because I don't know. I mean,
the Sex
True
Pistols.
Punk rock, yeah, you don't know. Like, are people you just don't even know?
That's such a weird genre, too, because, like. Very like sometimes they like dip into alternative. I would think like I think Blink did that a few times. Like it wasn't so much punk as it was. Blink's had some like some 10-second songs.
That's the thing. If you go if you want to go like pop punk, you go Blink 182, Sum 41. Who am I missing?
Green Day,
and we need a fourth. Who's our fourth here? I'd say maybe. I don't know. Blink 182, Sum 41, Green Day. Green Day goes first. It goes Green Day, and then it goes Blink 182.
I'd switch them.
Really?
Yeah.
Green Day's.
I mean, Green Day had some really good songs.
Massive.
But I think Blink was pretty massive too, man. But I don't really go. I go off what I like listening to.
Green Day has a staying power.
I listen to Blink before I listen to Green Day.
Okay. And
then some for me was hit or miss.
Black Flag. I don't know. gutter mouth.
Sum 41 was hit or miss for me.
I love Sum 41. The first two albums, fucking great. They did Half Hour Power, and I think they did it without a label, but then they did, what did they do? All Killer, No Filler, and then Does This Look Infected? Fucking two great albums. Awesome.
Foo Fighters or Nirvana?
I don't know. I just told you I was on a Nirvana kick.
Yeah.
I watched the Unplugged, like Nirvana Unplugged on MTV.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and just like the stage banner. Like, he's like, what should we play? And the crowd's like yelling stuff out, and Dave Grohl's like, let's play Jeremy.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be great. Something like
oh,
that.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's before they do their last song, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have to scream in it.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing screaming all night.
Yeah. Was that?
Cobain was such a weird bird, man.
He was, but. Like, I was just
brilliant,
like,
but weird.
Like, right before you came over, I was listening to. I was watching this thing where, I guess in Buenos Aires, he played a concert, and I guess the female lead-in, the female band that came out, it was all female band, they like threw mud at them and everything. So Cobain, for the rest of the set, would like play his songs all shitty, and then like he would just go, bam, 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 like the drums would kick in, and then just stop and go to another song. Like they tease it and it's like, oh, fuck it.
Dude, did you watch, oh, fuck, the documentary that came out about him?
Like the conspiracy one? Where
No. Just about his life. It was like, God, I can't remember the fucking name of it now. Anyway, it came out pretty recently. If you look up Kurt Cobain documentary 2016, it'll come up.
Kurt Cobain.
But it dives pretty deep into like his journals and stuff like that, and the dude was, I don't want to say insane, but just out there, like really. Yeah.
Montage of Heck.
Montage of Heck, yeah.
Or is it Soaked in Bleach?
No,
Soaked in Bleach
Heck.
Is the conspiracy one, right?
Yeah. Do you buy into that at all?
No. He killed himself. I think he was just a troubled man that killed himself.
Yeah.
That's really all it was. I don't.
Yeah, Montage of Heck is really good. Okay. It's worth a watch. They interview some people in the member of the band that wasn't Dave Grohl,
like
the other dude, the bassist or whatever. That guy was. I mean, of course, you got to be part of one of the biggest bands ever, but also like, kind of sucks that Cobain died and then Grohl moved on and started a huge band, and then you just kind of like did nothing and went bald. All
right,
well,
he's just living off residuals checks.
Probably.
I'm sure he's not. He's not hurting for money. I wonder if he's playing. I don't know.
Who knows?
Might not be.
He's an old man in the documentary. He looks old. He's got like the half hair, half bald head and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Who was the other guy?
I have no idea.
Nirvana. Nick Folk is the second to last one that comes up. Oh, that guy. Oh, no, novelist, Chris Novella. Oh, yeah, look at him. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
He looks like a dad. That's a Wikipedia page. He's got khaki pants and a button-down shirt.
Tucked in.
Tucked in all the way down. Like, he's just like, yeah, I play Nirvana. What is he doing now?
I don't know.
He's Croatian. Interesting. He played for nobody you know. Did some Foo Fighters work.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, yeah. Playing the bass. Slapping the bass. Hey, bass player gets no play. Yeah, look, he's full-on dad.
He went full dad right when the band ended.
Yeah. Like, looks like Tom Segura. Or maybe Tom Segura looks like him. Who knows?
I think my favorite band of all time has to be Queen.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see, as I get
We've
older.
We've had this conversation, I think. About
I don't think Queen. I like Queen as much as I used to like them.
Why is that?
I like ELO more than I like Queen. Like, if you like, I feel like those are two bands that are like synonymous. Not synonymous, but like they're sort of similar in their sound and energy and everything. Dude, ELO is the shit. Now, sorry, now I just want to start playing ELO songs.
So why did you like fall out with Queen? Like,
because they're like the easy choice, I think. Like, everybody knows Queen. Everybody like knows like the like Bohemian Rhapsody, and you do like,
yeah, but if you dive deeper into their catalog, you run into some songs that not everybody knew, but that are really good.
Probably, but I'm like, just I'm talking about surface level. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they're definitely like icons of music for sure, and it's almost like saying the Beatles are your favorite artist. Like, but I don't know, man. There's just something magical about them. Like,
dude, ELO doesn't get a lot of love. I feel like it deserves so good. With the, like that the opening like a drum solo for Don't Let Me Down. Jeff Lane, yeah, that's who it is. Jeff Lane's the guy. And then Jeff Lane went on to do Roy Orbison, George Harrison, and Tom Petty were in a band together called the Traveling Wilburys. It's fucking crazy. And
that is like, nuts.
Like, love that kind of shit.
It'd be interesting to have Freddie around these days to see what he would say about all this shit going on.
Yeah, could you imagine if nobody died? Just kind of what the world would be.
Like, nobody died young or nobody died?
Just scared. Nobody died. Everybody just stayed around.
Well, for one, we probably have nowhere to go. Like, it'd just be everywhere would be LA, basically. Like,
I wonder the kind of things as a human race, would we have accomplished if nobody dies? Just,
dude,
probably
be
in space
already. I think we would have.
This is the premise of a Nickelback song, by the way. If nobody cared, nobody died.
I don't think we would progress nearly as much if people didn't die. Because when old fucks die,
yeah,
they don't
want
to accept new things.
No, there'd be no war. There'd be no reason. Like, you can't kill the guy. You have to solve it diplomatically. You have to, like, talk to him. Like,
we'd still try to fight each other.
Yeah. Yeah, there'd be like some other way.
You might not be able to die, but I can like maim you. Like, it'd
be like some kind of contest. Yeah. Everything would be solved by foot races or something. We'd find some way to like, I'm better than you.
I watched a video today of a robot that they trained to like almost do parkour. Have you seen that? He can do like backflips.
The parkour bot?
And it makes me wonder, like, well, it made me wonder two things. One, we're probably heading towards a Skynet situation, to be honest with you.
100%.
And two, when do robots start playing contact sports instead of humans? When do we have like robot football instead of human football?
I feel like that'd be like, where's the competition though? Is it gonna be like NASCAR where like who like, well, we had a good car today? Like, I don't know.
I mean,
good build team.
The way I see it, football goes one of two ways. Either it turns into flag football or like two-hand touch or something like that. Or you have to find some other way to do it.
Dude, I think it does turn into flag football eventually because like if you look at like the amount of superstars that like Dalvin Cook and J.J. Watt and who else went down? Just Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. Just
everybody went.
Everybody's going down.
Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston's down. Like, so many people are going down. So, like, of course, the NFL, being the knee-jerk league that it is going to be like, yo, how do we curb this?
The product kind of sucks right now because when you don't have your stars, then it really sucks. And I would argue even when they do have their stars, it's still kind of a lackluster product, in my opinion. There's a lot of shitty games in the NFL these days.
Yeah, there is. Should we just talk about sports now?
I guess.
Might as well.
Yeah, all right, we've kind of jumped into it.
Let's start the real show. Hang on a second. Should we put this at the end, or should we just go right into the goddamn show?
I don't know. We didn't do, like, a structure. We were just talking, so we should probably just go into the show.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me... forgot about doing something here. Hold on just a second.
No,
it's true. Nickelback gets too much shit.
Do they?
They do.
What's a band that everybody loves that you hate?
That everybody loves that I hate? Like Taylor Swift? No,
that's not a band.
A band that everybody loves that I hate. I don't know, like anything new, like new music, like Bastille and
Mumford and Sons,
yeah. Imagine Dragons.
I came home.
Yeah. I know, I like that kind of shit.
Stone.
Yeah.
That's the whitest band ever. Mumford and Sons. I heard Imagine Dragons is actually really fun live.
Don't give a fuck.
They're almost like Blue Man Group.
Yeah, good for them. Fucking.
You ever seen Blue Man Group?
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Yeah,
me and Nick went to see him one time.
Yeah,
I was like a bunch of friends of ours. We were planning like a group trip down to over to Orlando to do Universal together. It was like five of us, and I posted in in the MySpace group at the time. Hey, does anybody want to go see Blue Man Group? Nobody wanted to see it except for Nick, and we were like, "Fuck yeah, let's go see Blue Man Group." We had a little bro date, went out to dinner, went and saw Blue Man Group together. It was a fucking great time.
Yeah, their shows are fun.
Yeah,
and they've been Universal for a while now too.
Yeah, I mean they're just there.
They're always redoing the show and stuff like that, so it's always fresh.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's almost like a Vegas show, basically. They're just there.
I would highly recommend that. It's a great show. Oh yeah, we're supposed to talk about sports now. I think. Hey, say sports. Who cares?
Can I just say that the Bucks win this week was like the least I've ever cared about a Bucks win, I think, ever.
No, I think maybe not. Or I just, you know, I've seen that game before. I've seen that game plenty of times. I mean, I feel like as a Bucks fan, that's a game I'm quite used to seeing. And you know when you see that game the most?
When John Gruden.
When John Gruden was head coach.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Looks like John Gruden's going to coach Tennessee.
Oh, I can't wait to have more of that. Oh, yeah. Is Chip Kelly going to be Gators coach?
Everybody says he is, but nothing's happened yet. And everybody keeps saying something's going to happen and nothing happens. So, I don't know. I'm kind of sitting on the sidelines for this one.
I guess Gruden said he's told the Volunteers to fuck off.
Yeah, dude, it's such a silly season right now for college football.
Yeah,
everybody's firing their coach.
All right, wait. I'm glad, but let's get into this because I have some questions. So, like, the rankings came out for the playoffs, right? Playoffs.
And, you kidding me?
I guess Clemson got the number two spot. Alabama's back at number one after Georgia lost, and then
Miami.
Yeah, Miami's number three, and then Oklahoma's number four. But there was a big uproar about Clemson being at number two, right? Because
they have a loss.
But everybody else has a loss, though,
no,
right?
Miami's undefeated.
Oh, so then this begs the question, right? Because I saw a lot of people making the case for UCF, like why isn't UCF up there in the mix? But isn't it pretty obvious why UCF isn't in the mix? Like it's just like. Who do they play? Did they play School for the Blind?
Well, okay, so we used to go by computers, right, with the BCS?
Yeah.
And they'd pin the top two against each other, you know, according to the computer rankings. The computer rankings would have UCF a lot higher because of their win percentages and all the other math that goes into that.
Like the points scored, right?
Yeah,
Does that go into
these rankings are done by a group of people.
Oh.
So they look at UCF and they look at their schedule and they go, well, they've killed everybody in their league,
but
so they deserve to be ranked, but they haven't played anybody, like they haven't played a Clemson or they haven't played a Miami or they haven't played a big team, but.
Which I think is fair for them to say that.
Kind of. I think it's only partially fair.
Okay,
if that makes sense.
Come on, though. They go and play any of these teams in the top 10, and what happens?
Okay, but
if they go and play Auburn, but
they won't even let them find that out. Like, there's been teams before then that were undefeated or highly, you know, high or one loss or whatever, and they don't give them that chance in the playoff to prove themselves because they don't want it to be a joke, I guess, if they do get killed.
But, you know, kind of proof of concept here is the NCAA championship, men's basketball championship, where, yeah, there's like the Cinderella team every once in a while. But for the most part, people with the higher seed just win their games. That's just how it goes.
Okay, if UCF wins out, they'll probably make a big bowl game. Because a group of five team usually gets a bid somewhere.
But they won't make the playoffs.
They won't make the playoff. They might make like the Fiesta Bowl or
but if
something
they made
like that.
If they made the playoffs, okay, they go undefeated until the end of the season, right?
They're just not far off at this point.
No, it's not. They have to be USF, which fuck you. But
USF plays tonight, by the way.
They are playing tonight. That's why that's why Nick's not here. Welcome to War of the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at the USF game, but anyways, if they make the college football playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they do anything?
Yeah.
I don't think they are. I think they just get fucking embarrassed.
Okay, of course there's always the chance that they run up against Alabama. Let's say they get it at number 4 and Alabama's number 1.
Yeah.
And Alabama figures them out and destroys their lives. I mean, and then everybody goes, "Well, that should have been somebody else. They probably would have given Bama a better fight." Or they go and they play like a Miami and they make it a game or even maybe win the game. And then all of a sudden UCF's in the national championship and they just beat an undefeated Miami. Mm. You know, but that can happen with any team. Like, if you put, I don't know, if Oklahoma stays at number 4 and goes and plays Bama and gets killed, then everybody goes, well, it should have been somebody else besides Oklahoma.
Well, should it just be should it just be scheduled then at that point?
Yeah, I mean, could UCF have maybe, like, had, like, a big out-of-conference game, like, with, I don't know, like, somebody random, Texas A&M or whatever?
Yeah.
Sure. But they don't control what conference they're in. Like, if the ACC came to UCF and said, hey, we want you to join our conference, they'd be like, fuck yeah. Like, of course we want to join your conference.
That's the thing, right? You told me that these teams, like the Gators, like, they have the School for the Blind come and play them, and then they pay them big money just so they can be on TV and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, whoever's making the schedule over at UCF is picking these teams knowing, like, full well, okay, I mean, fuck it, we could probably beat all these teams. So then what's to stop next year if we just do, okay, it's all best schedule. What's to stop Alabama from just picking, you know, every team out of, you know, Conference USA as their record?
Well, they have to play their conference schedule.
Okay.
Oh, and that's what hurts UCF the most is they don't get to pick, like, 85% of their games. They have to play their conference games. And if the conference is weak, that's not their fault, really.
Right.
But they're beating the shit out of everybody. So that means, like, they're way ahead of everybody else, except maybe USF. We'll see what happens there. But
so then you would think, like, I think you, like, but a lot of school. Oh, well, then, wow, it's suddenly making sense to me. That's what you do. You go pick an out-of-conference thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you beat them. And then you, oh.
Exactly.
There you go, Kyle.
That's what Houston, that's what Houston did.
I understand college football now.
Yeah. That's what Houston did last year. They played Oklahoma, and they beat them in the first game.
Oh, sure.
But then
they lost
the game within conference, so they automatically lost all that goodwill they had with the committee, the playoff committee.
Okay, but still, like, okay, but you got UCF right now, who is undefeated. Yeah, undefeated. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess I'm not a big college football guy. I think it's obvious they get to playoffs, and it's a joke at that point. They just goodbye, and then Miami advances or Alabama advances.
We don't know that. Now, here's the thing. If UCF does make the playoff and get killed, then that's going to hurt every other team that has a season like them from that conference.
Right, yeah.
Because they're going to go, well, UCF made it. Like, we put UCF in, and look what happened to them. Mer.
Yep.
That's the whole thing about using people is that people don't forget. Computers forget. Yeah. Computers are not going to take into account what somebody did last year.
Robots. Yeah. Robots.
I didn't hate the BCS. I thought the BCS got it right a lot of the time. It's just, I don't think that only two teams is fair. I think you should do, if we had a playoff and it was based off the BCS, I think it'd be a lot fairer to everybody.
I don't know. I kind of want to now. I just want to see best schedule gets playoffs, like NFL. Let's see. Let's go. Let's roll the dice,
baby. Then you have
teams
that are independent that do pick all their games.
Those are...
like Notre Dame and stuff like that.
Oh. I thought you were talking about, like,
they're not,
like,
in a conference.
College or something.
No. They're not in a conference. So Notre Dame basically picks their schedule for the next 3 years. Like, they come to agreements with teams. And then they play them, and they play really tough schedules.
Dude, college football is so weird.
Yeah.
I guess it's just money. It's just who has the most money, that's who
gets... And that's why Notre Dame doesn't want to join a conference, because they don't want to share the money.
Yeah. Dude, that's what it is.
When you join a conference, you have to share revenue.
Yep.
And they don't want to do it. Wow. So they stay independent, and it hurts them in the long run, because if they lose a game or two, there's no championship game, conference championship game. So you don't get to say, hey, we won our conference... were that we were definitely the best team out of this conference. Why don't you put us in the playoff? No, like if you lose one or two games, you're probably fucked from that point. So it's a risk.
Dude, it's just a big money game.
Oh, but the whole thing
isn't the NFL money, though, too. I guess, yeah.
But the NFL actually has like a system that works, like division champions. And
yeah,
stuff
but
like
I mean,
that.
They also have billions of dollars in their owners and everything. So I mean, they're making so much money.
Roger Goodell wants $50 million a year in a private jet. That was the deal that he wants from
this. Is a big moment for the NFL right now. It's
huge moment.
He's
a good puppet.
Yeah,
for sure.
What's up with all this Jerry Jones stuff I'm hearing about?
I think the owners want him out. Like the other owners don't, they want him out because he's the only one that won't agree to Goodell's deal.
He's the only one that won't agree to Goodell's deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Fuck him. Fuck Goodell.
Or he's like, I forget. I think he's one of a few, or he's the only one, or something like that. Like, but the other owners want him like out, and I think there's a thing in place that they have that they can get him out of his ownership of the Cowboys.
That will never happen. He loves that team more than he loves anything. He would murder his first, second, and third wife just to keep that team. That's Jerry's team, man.
Jerry World.
Yeah, he's the new Al Davis. There's no fucking way that happens. Hey, should we talk about? Listen, we got to talk about the Bucks. Got to talk about these Bucks. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Bucks.
We won. We won a goddamn
worst
game
I ever watched.
It wasn't the worst game ever. I've seen that game a million times. A million times over. All right, well, no, I will admit. I mean, I've seen it with Shiano and Morris, too. I feel like I'm just so used to that game. I'm so used to watching that type of
game.
Were
you happy they won?
I was just like...
Because I wasn't. I was like, this is stupid.
When Charles Sims scored that touch, I was like, fucking finally. Okay, great. We win. Cool.
This was probably... Okay, there's been a lot of meaningless Bucks games since I've been a fan.
Yeah,
this one wasn't completely meaningless because we're still mathematically in it. Yeah, but I gave no fucks when it ended.
No fucks.
I watched the whole game with no emotion.
And I watched the whole game too. That's
I did too.
Went to Ferg's with my mom and stepdad and watched the game and was like, this sucks.
It was so bad. Poop. I wanted to kill myself by the end of it.
A little bit, but if we lose the game, right, we probably we're having a different conversation. I'm talking all kinds of shit about blah, 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 fire everybody, but at least now you're kind of like, well, maybe we can win some games this year before it's all
oh,
over.
We beat the Jets.
Yeah, we beat
oh,
the Jets.
Whoopty fucking do.
I was thinking this as I was leaving work today, but I mean, what's it going to take to keep Cutter here? That's my question. How do we envision him staying here? I mean, he'd have to at least get close, his win losses close.
I think he's going to stay unless they like lose out the rest of the season. I think he's going to get another year.
I think he has to stay within two.
He absolutely had to keep him.
He has to stay.
Couldn't let him go.
He has to stay within. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great for way James wants his development. We got to keep him. Got to keep him.
It made sense to us at the time too, so we can't say too much.
No, I've never. I never wanted to fire Lovey. That was the thing. Like he was. What was it? 8-8. Or did we? How many games did we win? 7-9. Were we or something like that? We
no,
won,
that was Coder's first.
We won down the stretch. No. Lovey Smith's first year. I don't think it was, or his second year rather. I don't think it was terrible. I mean, certainly, it was disappointing. But I at that point was still saying, "Hey, this team is not talented. We're still not talented. We're not there yet. We don't have the players. We're still not there."
You were saying all those things.
And we fucking fired him. after I was like, okay, let's at least give him 3 years. He's got a proven track record, okay? He's improved the team from his first year to his next year. We got a rookie quarterback. We got an offensive coordinator that looks like it's going to work out. I think if we just give him another year, I think we can make it work out. And we fucking fired him. So fuck everything, okay? If I can't keep Lovie Smith, then why don't you all go fuck yourselves about
and
Dirk
he went
Cutter?
To Coach Illinois.
Why don't you go fuck yourselves all the fucking way about Dirk Cutter, okay? I don't want to hear, oh, let's give Dirk Cutter another year. How about fucking give me another year? Fuck you. Fire him. Fuck you. Like, ugh.
John Gruden, man, it's coming back.
God, I never want to hear it again. And hey, fine, let Gruden come back. I don't give a fuck.
You will just give a fuck if just, it happens.
No, no.
Yeah, you will.
Look.
You'll totally give a fuck if it happens.
Just give
You'll
give
be
me...
the first person to give a fuck
can
if
I,
it happens.
Can we make the playoffs before I die, okay? Can I, like...
That's what you're shooting for?
Yes.
The playoff
I just want playoffs before I die. I'm fine. I'll wait it out, okay? It's been almost 20 years. And 20 years of Bucks being bad. So, fuck it, man. Who cares?
We made the playoffs after Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did under Gruden. Under Gruden, which everybody's like, oh, Kyle under Gruden. Fuck you.
We played Washington, if I remember correctly. Lost.
Washington in 2005. We had the number one defense in the league because... Fucking Sam Weish and Tony Dungy drafted them all, assholes.
I can't believe they got... Man, do you think we would have won more than one Super Bowl if we kept Dungy?
I don't think we would have ever won a Super Bowl if we kept Dungy.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was... I think...
You think someone wrote on Twitter like Gruden's a closer, not a builder.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great... I think I read that on Reddit too, but like... Just like Dungy went and got himself one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
And yeah, he went to the team with the greatest QB.
And Peyton Manning is so great that all Dungy needed to do was build a competent defense, right? Well, same thing with Gruden. Our defense was so great that all Gruden needed to do was build a confident offense. And that's it. That's really all it was. I mean, I don't think Dungy would have never brought our team to the Super Bowl because he's a defensive-minded guy. He can't hire for shit on offense. He hired Les Steckel to be our fucking offensive coordinator. He was a joke when it came to the offense. So he stepped into a situation where he had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne catching the ball. He had Edger and fucking James. And
Dallas
Dwight,
Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, all he had to do, he goes and drafts...
God, those are some loaded teams.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he brings in Cato June, Dwight Freeney, safety back then? Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Ed Harris was Ravens. What was his name?
No, Ed Reed was Ravens.
Yeah, Ed Reed. But who was... God, there was a guy in the...
I know you're talking
there
about.
There was a safety for them.
I can't remember
his name. Yeah, but he brings those guys in. They win the... God, it's going to drive me crazy. I gotta know who this fucking safety was. I can get that from Lovie Smith's page. Sure can. What Super Bowl loss to the Indianapolis Colts? Super Bowl XLI.
I remember that game. Hester returned the opening kick.
Bob
Sanders.
Bob Sanders. No, was it? Come on. No, I feel like that still wasn't right.
Bob.
Oh, we're getting close. We're getting close, ladies and gentlemen. Safety. Bob Sanders. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I remember he had like injuries ended his career early.
Yeah. He was really good though.
Yeah.
Dungy built a pretty solid defense, and that's all they needed to win. Same thing with Gruden. All Gruden needed to do was build a pretty solid offense. Okay.
Those were some epic games of the Patriots and Colts back then.
Yeah. I miss that rivalry. There's nothing like that now, is there?
Yeah.
There's no rivalries
in the NFL.
For
really.
Like a second, it seemed like it was going to be 49ers and Seahawks. Like, I thought that was going to be the next one, but 49ers blew it up.
Fell apart.
And now it's nothing. I don't feel like...
Harbaugh left, and Harbaugh got fired, which was so stupid.
It's like the Patriots... It's just like, who can beat the Patriots? That's what every NFL season is. Who can beat them? But back then, it was like Peyton Manning and
Tom Brady.
Fucking Manning was playing
it
Brady. It was like, fuck,
Favre on Monday
Night
Football, destroying everybody.
Yeah, I can't, like... that's the thing. Like I thought Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler was gonna be a thing for a while. I was like, fuck, those are gonna be greater than Jay Cutler's. Nope. Like I suck.
No, only one half of the teams can hold up their bargain these days.
I don't see that anymore.
The NFL's not what it used to be, bro.
It's not.
And I know that's like a cliche thing to say, but it's not. It's a lot of shitty fucking games.
Where's that big can't miss game anymore?
Monday Night Football used to be like an event. Now nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, it's well.
You know what I feel like it is?
No, I think
I feel like it's because people don't go home and just. I mean, people still do, but a lot of people don't go home and just sit in front of the TV all night anymore.
Yeah,
like they're playing games or they're watching like live streams or they're watching Netflix or like they're not like turning into like ESPN where they have to watch 4 minutes of commercials for every 15 minutes of programming.
It's true, dude. Now, back in the day, it was like, okay, your team's on, you're watching, and then like, the team's on, I might as well watch it, check it out.
Tuesday through Friday used to suck if you were if you weren't like a hockey fan or something like that, like TV wise, like there was nothing on.
But the thing is like now, if the game's kind of boring and your team's not playing, you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'll watch Stranger Things or something. I have everything at my fingertips.
I'm not gonna watch Thursday Night Football. Like, yeah. Well, fuck yourself.
Yeah,
like,
I got a fucking Chromecast on an iPhone. I'm watching whatever the fuck I want to watch. Like, that's what it is.
I'm not watching fucking 49ers and Bills on Thursday Night Football. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Man, I wish... I can't... Yeah, it's who are the best teams out right now? Seattle, New England, Green Bay,
Tampa.
Tampa, obviously.
Baltimore.
I'm just saying, like, I can't, like, those are the three I can name. I can't name any more. AFC.
It's a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit.
Yeah. And there's no Andrew Luck playing. I thought maybe, like, it's just.
It's a lot of fucking.
They're in trouble, dude. That's why ratings are down. It's because it's boring now.
It's boring as hell.
Yeah.
I've always fucking said that the NFL is not fun.
And even the Cowboys, as much as I hate the Cowboys, it looked like they were going to be like some exciting team to watch. And I guess they've been winning games, but like
for every like shootout or close game, or like where two quarterbacks are just going at it the whole game, or two off, or you get like the 6-3 slugfest of two teams that can't move the ball for 45 minutes. Yeah. Like, it's awful.
It's a, I think it's in a slump right now. I don't know. I mean, there needs to be a way
to probably bounce back.
It's got to bounce back. It's got to, like,
if everybody doesn't get hurt, it's probably a better product.
I know. I don't know I don't know. What do you do about that?
You can't. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. It's like,
and
this,
the thing is,
this conversation we just had has been had at like the fucking owners meeting in the end. Like seriously, like, okay, what do we do about these injuries? And everybody's like, oh, I don't know.
You know, and like, it's funny because back when the Bucks won the Super Bowl, like, they didn't protect quarterbacks.
No, they
didn't protect
you.
Anybody. Like, everybody got lit up.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
but I don't remember all these like horrible injuries.
No, neither do I.
Like guys like just tearing ACLs left and right and stuff like that. Like, it happened. But not at this extent and to this many star players.
Yeah,
like, it was ridiculous.
Thing. Like, people, like, they got players doing yoga. They're on ketogenic diets or you know, something like that. They're all on paleo diets, and, you know, they're doing all this kind of new age kind of shit to keep themselves healthy, and it's just not working. I don't know.
Maybe we've reached a point in athletic peak where our bodies can't keep up.
Might be.
Like, Brett Favre was a dude's dude. Like, he didn't look like an athlete. Well, he could just throw a football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he wasn't ripped or anything like that. Like, he was just fucking... But then you look at somebody like, I don't know, like, Julio Jones. The dude's like a fucking... He looks like a transformer. Like, just... Ugh. Like...
Well...
But he's always getting... But, like, what I'm trying to say is, if we maybe pushed our athletic potential too far...
Here's the question I want to ask, though. Like, is it that, or is there, what sport is on top right now? Basketball, probably. I would think basketball, right?
I mean, I don't watch basketball.
And neither do I, but like, sure. I can't say the hockey is.
It depends on where you look. If you go up to Canada, it's hockey. If you go, I don't know.
I
think it's still football.
Oh, for sure. But I'm just saying, well, I just wonder, okay.
Maybe football just lends itself to more injuries. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's contact.
Because, like, they plant their foot with those cleats, and then they bend one way, and all of a sudden their knee's blown up into four pieces.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get that in other sports so often. Like, when's that? Like, how many times does a guy tear his ACL in baseball?
It's like, you rarely see that.
Yeah, like, I remember it happened to Machado.
Yeah.
Remember when he was, like, rounding first or something like that? Like, he bent his knee wrong. But like,
I'm just saying, for the Rays, Aki was the last guy I ever remember.
He broke his leg, though, didn't he?
Something like that. Yeah. Well, just some kind of injury, like some kind of major leg injury like that. Whereas in football, it's like every play, someone's on the ground. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, I just think the sport's going to disappear at some point.
Football?
Yeah.
That's what I say. It's probably going to be flag football. Like, our kids are going to watch flag
football. 7-on-7 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where
still
you get
exciting.
Like, quarterbacks and receivers, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, which I'd watch. It'd be fun. But it wouldn't be you know, my dad's football. That'd be the whole argument. Like,
yeah.
But your dad's football is barbaric, dude. Like, you know, these guys are literally killing themselves out there on the field.
And what's the sexy play? Is the you know, fade pass or the corner of the end zone, or it's the
deep ball.
Yeah, the deep ball, that kind of stuff, or the big run. You know, you can still get that same thing in flag. I don't know. Are we advocating now for fucking
I don't know. Just part of me has fallen out of favor with football in a way.
Nah, I still watch my team. I still watch the Bucks.
I still watch the Bucks, but I don't watch any other football.
I was gonna say, I rarely watch any other.
I do in college. I don't know what the difference is.
There's no can't miss. Well, I don't know. In college, it's
every
like.
Every week it's like ranked team.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. You got fucking Georgia facing Auburn. Holy shit, Auburn's kicking their fucking ass. Like, yeah. Or you got that kind of shit because, like, it's like, here's the best team. We're going to fight.
And every week is a playoff. Because
yeah.
You basically got to go undefeated or only have one loss to make the playoff.
But in the NFL, things change so much, and there's no set rivalries. You don't know if somebody's going to be good. You can assume, okay, yeah, Patriots will probably be good. They're playing the Packers on Sunday. That'll probably be a sweet matchup. But like, there's no Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady rivalry. You know, it's like. It's just a bunch of fucking. If your team's not playing, you don't give a fuck. I don't care if the Giants are playing the Cowboys anymore. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, because like, we've seen it 27 times.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, the Redskins are playing the Steelers,
Eagles,
or
yeah,
they're Eagles or something. It's like Carson Wentz. It's just all fucking garbage. Like, yeah. Fuck. Don't care about the NFL right now. Like other teams.
I just
teams.
Don't know, bro. I feel like hockey's actually on the upswing right now.
There just needs to be teams that like in the NFL. There just needs to be teams that establish themselves. Like there just needs to be like true competitors.
But
like
more than like three.
More than three.
We need at least two good teams in every division.
Yeah, because I mean, back like
for
back
it to
in
be
the day,
entertaining.
You used to have Patriots, Colts. You'd have. Raiders and Ravens. Holy shit, they're playing on Monday Night Football. Fucking Rex Ryan's gonna
Ray
shit
Lewis,
a goddamn
yeah.
brick. Yeah, Ray Lewis gonna dance everywhere.
Remember T.O. with the Eagles? Like that magic Harry had? Like that was must watch because he's probably gonna go off for 200 yards or whatever with Donovan McNabb.
Or like Denver, like when Denver would play Oakland, you'd be like, anytime that would happen, you'd be like, oh shit, it's gonna be awesome. Like, watch like Rich Gannon versus
Bucks versus Packers on
DeBroni.
Monday night.
Yeah,
that was always
great.
Fun.
Yeah. It was Sapp versus Favre.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Remember that Bucks game against the Rams during the Super Bowl year on Monday night where they just demolished Kurt Warner?
Yeah, Warren Sapp just put him
you
in.
Remember the magic in the air that was in Ray J that year? Like that shit's been gone forever. Dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, I knew from the second game that when we beat the Ravens that year in the Super Bowl, I was like, we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year. Like I knew
the shit out of the Ravens.
I fucking knew right then. I'm like, dude, they're gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
When Sapp blocked? It was Brooks on a return and Sapp like threw Warner to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was just like an epic moment. It was like, oh, and. I just that's just missing now. Like it's like all right, we went three and out again. Punt, like
yeah. Oh shit, they have the full 2000
yeah,
and
oh 2000. No, I was looking for the 2002 one.
No, this is the classic where Sean King had the
oh the comeback.
Yeah, the comeback.
Look at those old Rams uniforms.
Well, this makes me feel old. Martin Gramatica fought a dude. Christ almighty. We gotta get the highlights.
Look at Dungy with that young stash.
I miss this. I miss that
Remember
time.
Remember the player intros?
God,
like,
I miss
they don't
being
do that
good.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they?
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. But Monday night, did, like, Tony Gonzalez.
The revenge game. Oh no, here it is. Is this highlights?
Yeah.
Or is that the same exact thing?
And it's intercepted by McLean. And we talked all over the field for Don King.
What an anomaly that guy was. Oh, look, it's Darrell Revis.
You got to fast forward.
Remember that?
Back when Dre Blipe. Oh,
this guy had two picks?
Yeah.
Look at the stands. Look how full they were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look at Lynch taking a bat. Lynch got fucking burned.
God, fuck you, Torrey Holt. You are so good.
Sean King.
This is it.
Sean King, never good enough to start, but always good enough to be the backup.
Keyshawn.
It take three.
That's right. I remember Mike Jones. I remember that was a guy.
Who's the right? Is it Dunn?
Oh, here it is. Oh, wait. This is the play.
That is work done, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on. This is the play.
Oh, that was a late hit.
Motherfucker! Where's this game? Why can't we get this game 35, anymore?
35-31, like that's...
Yeah! Fuck me.
Dungy doesn't give a shit. Seems like motherfuckers did something creative on offense. Okay.
Like, this is what Dennis Miller was on Monday. It's a beautiful cornucopia. Yeah. Of Jesus.
We got a pass. Oh! God, man, it was so much fun. All stop there.
Oh, it was beautiful. What a great time to
be a Bucks.
Look
at the stands, bro.
The stands were unbelievable. Bucks ship all
now
decorated
up. Now
we got
these shitty uniforms and all.
Dude. These uniforms got to go.
Yeah.
These uniforms are the worst.
I want to go back to those. I'd go back to those in a heartbeat, bro.
It's been 3 years, right? It's been three years?
Yeah, about 3 years.
Let's change it. Let's just admit defeat. They fucking
I'd go
blow.
I'd go back to those in a heartbeat.
I still fucking hate them.
I'd go back to the creamsicles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, these are beautiful. And we could totally do it because we have pewter helmets now. So it's not like we can't do like a throwback game every now and then. Like,
I'd rather just completely rebrand and go back to creamsicle.
I don't. Yeah, that's fine with me. No, I think, these pewter uniforms back in the day, these red and pewter ones. Come on, it doesn't get any better. Look how great those are. Those are so great.
The all white ones that we used to wear.
Yeah. Let's do some Super Bowl. Super Bowl highlights.
You know, that's something we should do. Is we should watch the entire Super Bowl game and do a commentary on it.
We did the DVD once.
Yeah.
It seems like so long.
Simeon Rice, bro. Turn it up.
I can't believe I was so like. Wait, hold on here. Hand me that microphone here. Let's do this the right way, or the shitty way. Plug this in. Check.
Nigel Pittman, bro. That dude's arms, man. We've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah. He was roided up. Yeah,
roided right the fuck up. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the steroids kept them from getting hurt.
Maybe.
Maybe ever since the new drug policy got our defense, I miss having a pass rush.
Well, here's the thing. When you're on steroids, you recover faster from injuries. So it's like, yeah,
defense,
fucking right it is. Hold on. Let me pause this.
Look at Monty Kiffin all young and shit.
I know. I wonder, like, what are the best highlights from football In the last 5 years, NFL.
The Packers-Cowboys game last year was a lot of fun. That was a playoff game, though.
Yeah, so it was so like I feel like the Packers play like some of the most exciting games.
The Seahawks come back against Atlanta a few years ago, in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
Top 100 plays of 2015-16. Let's skip all the way up here. That's 30. We're at 30. Let's get to 10. Here we go. Let's go to 10. Some Jaguars play. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
it's Jaguars and Falcons. Oh boy. Seahawks and Vikings, Russell Wilson. This is dumb. See, NFL sucks. Do we need to talk about anything else? Do we need to get some keys to the game for the Dolphins?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on, we gotta get at least
the
one.
Battle of Matt Moore and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Are we playing the Dolphins? Is that what? Yeah, the Dolphins.
It's the makeup
yeah.
game from Irma.
Oh boy.
Miami.
It's in Miami, right?
Yeah. I think we have a three game. We haven't played very many home games. It feels like
it's the
we're on a 3-game road trip now.
Yeah, really. Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Not that we really have a home field anymore, to be honest with you, but.
Gotta win games. Gotta win football games.
I know. That's what brings the people.
Yeah.
Being a winner.
Anything about the Lightning? Anything about the Lightning?
They're just putting along. Just keep
putting along.
Putting along.
Aren't they like 14-2-2?
It feels like putting now because they're just so dominant. Like it's just like oh.
Is this gonna? Can they sustain this? Is my question?
Yeah, they can.
Is this sustainable?
They're gonna come down to earth a little bit. But they've already started to come down a little bit, and they're still winning. So, like, the advanced numbers have come around on them. Like,
yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Like, the advanced numbers, you're going to come back. The Lightning are actually the most lucky.
Okay, how do you look at sports?
They're the luckiest team how do I look at sports?
Like, are you just an eye test guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What you see is what you get. Doesn't fucking matter. At the end of the day, one's a win.
Okay.
I mean, I guess. Look, I'm not gonna. I'm not about to manage the motherfucking Oakland Athletics. Okay, it's.
Okay, listen. Hockey's a weird game, and the numbers, and all those stats make a little more sense. Okay, but yeah, you still get your outliers like everything, and yeah, there's teams that win the cup that don't have good advanced numbers or go far in the play. Like the Senators last year were awful. In advanced statistics, but they made it to the Eastern Conference Final.
Dude,
like, sports are just a weird beast,
good,
bro.
Good for your advanced statistics. I don't give a flying fuck about, like, wins.
I'm just saying,
like,
there's two different ways to look at it.
I know, I understand. And apparently it works, and maybe I'm a fucking idiot, but I just, dude.
I don't pretend to understand all of it.
Win games.
I feel like
it's just, it's usually very simple. Like, you know why you're losing games. You know why you're winning games. Like, it's, I don't know.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, you can look at a hockey team, and if you know what you're looking at, you can go, okay, they need to do this better, they need to do this better. But a lot of it's luck, too, man. Like, really, a lot of it is luck. It's luck-based.
It is.
Like, you can get the perfect shot opportunity, but if the goalie makes a ridiculous save or doesn't go in for whatever reason, then it didn't happen.
I mean,
it didn't count.
I like the idea of just, like, okay, what are hockey's advanced stats? Like, what are the...
Possession, stuff like that.
Like time of possession?
Like holding the like how long a team holds a puck.
Well, I mean, that's not an advanced stat. That's like a stat. Like,
hey, Sergachev scored again.
Hey. what's the score like?
2-1.
2-1 to us? Or?
Yeah, us.
Okay. Yeah, like I think like in any game, like if you possess the puck, the ball, what is it in NASCAR? The lead.
The lead.
if you do that, I mean, for the most part, you're going to win the game, right?
I agree with you. I mean, I don't.
I'm just saying, like, okay, like his shots off left circle are
his shooting percentage.
Yeah, 77.6 as compared to the right circle.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm an expert on this kind of stuff. I just read the articles and the charts that other people put together and put up. And a lot of it makes sense because usually the teams that have the best advanced statistics
of course it makes sense.
Are
yeah,
top of the league. But at the same time, I also don't think it's the end all be all of everything. I also think that you also need to look at how the team is actually playing versus what the stats say, you know, because they'll be like, oh, this team should be winning more games. It's like, well, should they? Like, they took a lot of penalties last night. Like, or something like that. Like,
no, but
you have to kind of, it's one avenue that you can look at a team that you can combine with other things that you can look at to get a full reading on a team, if that makes sense.
No, you're right. I give a lot of people shit for that, but it is true because,
because hockey makes no sense a lot of time.
It doesn't make it makes no
like
sense.
Like a team will outshoot somebody like 36-13 and lose.
But the thing is like there's 82 games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 82 games and that means that there's so much data to take in from each of those games. So like God bless the analyst that goes and sits there and breaks that down
into like situations. Dude, you should see some of the fucking charts that these guys put together.
But it's true. It's
like mile long Excel spreadsheets.
It's just like it's like some guy some fucking Wall Street nerd just like couldn't get a job at Goldman Sachs. So he says, "Ah, fuck it, I'll take a job with the Dallas Stars or something." And suddenly, like it becomes like a comparison of like, okay, well, in the financial world, if like these certain metrics are doing well, then you invest in that metric. Well, it's the same thing with hockey. Okay, if we're doing well in this, if teams that typically do well in this certain metric win games and win championships, well, then maybe we should focus on that. I think, yeah, dude, it makes perfect sense. I'm just saying, like, wins are wins, losses are losses.
No, I agree. Like at the end of the day, like you can be the best team advanced statistics world, but if you don't win the cup, then nobody cares.
Right.
Well, like if that team outliers. That lucked to a Stanley Cup, like yeah, they might have lucked to it, but they still won it. Like they get to hold the cup at the end of the day, and like I understand where people come from when they say that, you know, this shouldn't be the end all be all. But at the same time, I don't think you can discredit it either because there's a lot of evidence that it backs up what happens on the ice.
Well, yeah. See, that's the thing. If you look at the Rays, right? Like you can tell me all day that our pitching over this inning, that
right.
This, that, and the other
the is situation.
But
yeah.
I can still tell you, okay, the bullpen fucking sucks. We can't hit situationally. Like we can't hit with runners in scoring position. It's just
and you
that
can't
easy.
Dispute it.
Yeah, like I understand that's what your advanced stats say, but what I'm saying is very simple. Okay, bullpen sucks. So it's the same thing in any sport.
I just think that, for me, it makes sports more interesting.
It does.
That's like a nerdy thing to say, I'm sure, but like seeing like how the underlying statistics of how your team is performing is kind of a cool thing because you can follow that trend.
Yeah, dude, I love that kind of stuff. That's why I like when I get my paycheck, I open up all the little things that are like, okay, where's my what are my earnings over this last year? Like, right. Is it going up? Is it going down? Like, what's going on? Like, I love
like,
that kind of shit.
It makes things make a little more sense, but like I said, hockey's a random ass game.
Yeah,
like I said, like a team can outshoot somebody 40-16 and lose. It's like, well, how did that happen? The goalie had a great night.
Yeah,
like there's nothing else I can say about that, but he stood on his head the whole game and saved it, and they won 2-1 or whatever. You know, that's the nature of sports. It's random, so you can't predict sports, but you can get kind of close sometimes.
I mean,
obviously Vegas has some numbers. Because they get close on a lot of
dude.
Things.
How yeah. Like speaking of Vegas, like how's that? The Golden Knights still like on
they're
fire?
They're falling off a little bit.
All right, I'm still waiting to retweet that tweet of theirs where they're like,
"Oh, we were supposed to be bad."
Yeah. So when you were supposed to be bad.
So Sergachev has five goals, and Drouin has 3 goals this season.
How's it make you feel?
Good and bad.
Are the Canadians doing anything?
Not really. I think they're like 6th place right now or something.
All right, German. How do you feel about that?
I still miss him.
It's just 1 year.
Yeah, but
Oh, should I just notice your shirt? Is
yeah, yeah.
Anthony's wearing a shirt that is the hammer and sickle of Russia, but what instead of the hammer, it's the bolt. that's I want that shirt. That's a great shirt.
Yeah, that's all. It's from bayinvasion.com.
Somebody's probably like, you fucking commie.
Yeah, when I ordered this because I'm communist. Like,
dude, that's a great shirt. Holy shit, I just noticed that. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Bay. What is it called?
Bayinvasion.com.
All right. Maybe I'll buy that, steal that shirt.
They got
from
a cool website.
God damn it. I want that shirt. It's a great shirt. I was wondering, like, is your logo dripping or something? I was like, what is going on? What's the hammer? You know why? Because Kucherov. Strong Kucherov. Mother Russia treats us well.
I wore this shirt around my uncle that fought in World War II, and he wanted to kill me.
So I was going to say, yeah. Not a shirt to wear to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's
maybe leave that one at home. You know, I had some guy at the gym.
But it's subtle, though. It's subtle. Because, like, from a distance, you wouldn't be able to tell.
No, I didn't. You've been here for almost 2 hours, and I was like, I finally noticed it. I was at the gym on Saturday, and I was wearing my Stamkos jersey, like the old school Olin Kreutz bolts.
Oh, the black one.
Yeah.
The extreme bolt.
Yeah. The guy comes up to me, he's like, "Hey man, you should really check them out this year. Like they're a really good team." I'm like, "Oh yeah. Okay. Thanks, man."
You're living in like the early 2000s or something like that.
I have a you son of a bitch. I have a podcast. We have hundreds of downloads.
You don't even know.
You don't even fucking know. You piece of shit. Oh yeah, dude. I'll totally check him out. Yeah. Fucking go. You don't even know.
I have a podcast. This is a new I have a blog. Really.
Dude, it's like it's the new I wear contact lenses or I don't know what it's called for there, but it's true.
So yeah,
Lightning go bolts.
It's been a weird show.
It has been.
Yeah.
We didn't do an intro.
I've had a weird night.
Yeah, that's kind of the show. That's kind of the show we need to have tonight. I didn't have much to talk about as far
I
as
didn't either.
Yeah, I can't. I'm just sad. I can't shoehorn some music into there for the keys of the game. Maybe I'll try. Stu Sternberg said that the Rays' share of the new ballpark could be $150 million.
Out of, like, what, $800
million? Out of, like, a billion? Or so, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Stu.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Pitch it in, boy. I'm so happy for you.
That's like when you split a dinner with friends and one of the guys just orders, like, a water and a piece of bread or something like that.
Dude,
he's like, I only paid $350. Like,
I'm fully stealing this joke from my buddy Chris Davis because he's the one that first made the joke to me. But he said, do you know how in Minnesota and in Target Field, there's this beautiful statue of like two figures coming together, shaking hands to represent Minneapolis and Minnesota. Like they're just like, yeah, like twin cities, friends, everybody's like, yeah, yeah. And Tampa St. Pete would just be like that, but like they're like, fuck you, like two middle fingers, like, fuck you. And the other guy's grabbing his nuts and one guy's flipping him off. That's
totally
what it
would be.
What it is.
This is so sad, man.
It is. Why can't we come together? Why can't we just put
it's gonna
it in
be
Tampa?
The Bucks and Bolts, bro? That's gonna
like,
be it.
I'm a St. Pete resident. I love St. Pete. Love everything about the city. Love having the stadium right by my house. But get them out of my city. Put them in Tampa for fuck's sake.
Get the fuck out of my city.
I don't care. I still live here in the area. I'll go to the games. Like fuck you,
dude. I get the feeling that we're just gonna have a hockey and football team.
What are we doing? Yeah, it's a sad thought, but it's a distinct possibility if we can't get our shit together.
Maybe one day it'll just be a hockey team.
That's not what you want for this area.
It's not.
Dude, you're going to... It's just,
not at all. I don't want it, but I get the feeling that it might happen.
Yeah, and in our lifetime, we'll never live that down of like we lost...
No, it'll always be something someone says.
Yeah.
Anytime the Lightning do something positive or the Bucks, you guys lost the Rays.
It'll
not
be
a good sports town.
When my children have children, that's when like it'll kind of, oh yeah, remember we used to have a baseball day like that. That's when it'll be forgotten.
They'll be doing a podcast.
Until then, really. Until they'll listen to this. They'll be listening to this right now.
Our dads were idiots.
fuck this. You're blowing my mind. But it's something that we'll never live down in our lifetime. So
until we get a soccer team,
have fun with that. I don't care if you're a Yankee. Oh, I'm a Yankees / Bucks fan, or I'm a Lightning / Giants fan.
Altuve won the MVP. Is that a judge?
Oh, dude, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judge
Yankees
is
never
win
anything. It's
Judge is going to win. Yeah, really. I don't want to hear it. He'll win his goddamn MVP. He was what? He had the stats, and even had like a 6-week slump in the middle of it. So it's like, dude, he's going to win so many MVPs, and Yankees win your fucking shitty World Series. I hate all of you. And meanwhile, we made Cobb a qualifying offer on
that
his
he declined
yeah. Like we only offered him all of the money for him because we were like he's not gonna fucking sign with us because we knew because so he could be like
he's,
fuck
sounds
you.
Sounds like he's gonna go to the Cubs.
We get all the draft. Good, fine, good for him.
Someone said on Twitter like the Cubs are just the Rays with money.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, we've talked about it. Imagine the team we could have had if we had money. All those guys we could have kept.
We could have just dominated we would have had a dynasty, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
with all the players that were both in the minors at that point and the major league team at the time, we would have just dominated. We would have had a San Francisco Giants-esque run.
That's the thing about it, bro, is in baseball is if you're a small market team, your window is like 1 or 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Your real window.
Like in Kansas City.
Yeah, they went to 2 World Series and they won one.
They're out. Yeah,
and now they're done.
Yep,
they're gonna lose Hosmer, Moustakas, all those guys.
Yep, Altuve though, Altuve. I still love Houston. Yeah,
I hope they spend money and keep all those guys and keep winning.
Yeah, but I hope another. Well, actually, I don't care if they win another one. I really won't care because I think that's Houston's first championship as a city? Did the Rockets win ever?
Yeah, they won back-to-back championships in basketball.
Okay, well.
I think.
Good. Well,
they beat
still,
the Magic in one of those.
Houston,
days.
Houston is still great. You know, four. Four is fine. You know, we only have one.
We have two.
Or two. I'm sorry. Yeah, what am I thinking? Two.
You're a fucking asshole.
We have two. So we can win. We can do. If we did two more, God, man, what a man, time that was.
Yeah, we won two championships in like what?
Back-to-back.
Like, in 3 years?
Yep. 2002 or
2004 and
2000. Or yeah, we won in 2003, and then we won in 2004.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because the Super Bowl was
yeah.
And we could have won another one in hockey, but the lockout. So.
Yep. We should have won another one in baseball, but the fucking rain delay.
Never won one. Oh, another one in baseball. Yeah.
Should have won one. Yeah, and like we should have that rain delay.
You think if that rain delay didn't happen, we would have come back?
Yeah, dude. B.J. Upton was on.
But, like, in the whole series, we would have come back. Dude, that Phillies team was loaded.
Yeah, they were.
Roy Halladay.
I knew when the fucking pitcher hit a home run against us, that was over. That was our strength, was the pitching staff. And as soon as
Eric Hinsky in to try to save the
yeah.
scene.
who was the goddamn pitcher that some legendary Phillies pitcher?
Did you ever see the Phillies 2008 Twitter account?
No.
Where they would tweet every day like they were going through the 2008 season. So, like, you know how teams tweet on game day now and stuff like that? They were doing that for the entire 2008 season.
Oh, but like recently?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so then, like, what? How'd that go? Good, I guess.
No, it was funny because they were just like, because everybody knew what was happening, but they still had like a big following.
Okay.
So people were like retweeting, not the actual Phillies account, but like someone that someone made. Yeah, it was kind of funny because it was just these random names like Pat Burrell goes deep and stuff like that.
God damn it,
Pat Burrell.
I hate my life.
We should have won that series.
You know that
and we had some good teams after that, and Cliff Lee was like, no.
That series has been referenced in pop culture in two different forms.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Can you name the two?
No.
One of them is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. There was an episode that was sent, like when Charlie first breaks out the Green Man costume, and he's like, I'm sitting in my chair, I'm getting drunk. Like, I think that's what that was, but like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, right? So they referenced that. And then in Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence references it. Like the plot of the movie happens over that World Series, where she's like, and then Thursday night I was hanging out with Pat, And the Phillies dominate Tampa Bay, and I'm like, oh god, fuck you, Jennifer Lawrence.
Right in my heart.
Yeah.
Right in my soul.
Interesting little tidbit. I don't think the Bucks or the Lightning Super Bowl or Stanley Cup Finals has ever been referenced in pop culture, but the Rays failed the World Series, surprisingly referenced twice. I guess when you play a Northeastern team, that's what happens.
Phillies.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been shit since that World Series, so fuck you. We've had better seasons than you since that World Series. So.
Yeah, fuck you, Phillies. Assholes. You shitheads. Jesus, shit.
I watched them play.
Hope all your former pitchers.
The year in 2010, when we had that nice year and then got killed by the Rangers,
mm-hmm.
I watched them play the Phillies in an interleague series at the Trop. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
It was like the shell of the Phillies, but at that point, but yeah.
Remember the Phillies played the Yankees for the World Series. And I was actually rooting for the Phillies because I didn't want to see the Yankees win 27.
And they did.
Sure enough, they did. They're going to win 28, and they're going to take their dicks out.
Yeah, they got a great team now, again.
Oh, fantastic. I have to listen to what's-his-fuck. What's that big fucking idiot for Barstool that... Whatever. Who? I don't even want to say his name.
Pete Abraham and him jack each other off.
Yeah. All right. Keys to the game for the Dolphins. Beat the Dolphins.
Beat the Dolphins. Take them to Japan.
Surprisingly, that was only an hour.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be longer.
We rambled for a while.
Did. No, maybe it was a little bit over. So what? This is an hour. It's about an hour and change. It's good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Make sure you go to patreon.com/wordofthebay. Check out our Patreon page. I don't know if anybody's donating, but hey, I got a... I'm gonna come into a little bit more money at the job, so might be able to just buy myself a soundboard.
Finally, for fuck's sake.
Hey, if you want to give us some more money, give us some money. Patreon.com/wordofthebay. Let's go Bulls. Hopefully Nick had a great time at the Bulls game tonight with his lovely wife, and I don't know if
they were winning. I was just checked.
Hopefully they're winning big, right? Are they ranked still?
Yeah.
Oh, if they beat UCF, then maybe...
Playoffs?
Playoffs!
No, they have a loss. They won't get it.
Yeah, but okay. Just beat UCF, okay? That's all I ask for now, okay? If we could just...
They're not ranked. Excuse me.
They're not ranked?
They're 8-1 and they're not
What's
ranked.
What's UCF'd?
9-0. And they're 18.
All right, so just beat UCF and we'll be 17. That's how it works, right? Says Auburn. We get to be number one now, right?
They're number 23, but it doesn't say it on this app. So whatever. Okay. So South Florida is ranked.
So they beat
Bulls.
If 23 beats 18, then
they probably go like 21.
Championship.
Oh, they can win the conference.
Yeah, 21. Cool. We get the Chick-fil-A.
Dot com bowl.
Yeah.
What's the worst bowl name you can come up with?
The 1-800 Ask Gary Bowl.
I still think the Lawnmower Company Bowl is the best one.
Is that the one that's at the Trop this year? you could probably do the
look up all the bowl games. Let's run through the names.
That's what we should have done. We should just hold on. Okay, hold on. I got it.
College football bowl games.
Remember the Bitcoin Bowl?
You got the Fiesta Bowl, the All-State Sugar Bowl.
Those are legit bowls. Yeah. Tax Slayer Bowl.
The tag. Let's just scroll down. Is there a Wikipedia page for this?
I don't know. You can just scroll over. Oh, there you go.
Bowl games.
All right.
Let's go all the way down.
You missed all. So it's got them in order. So go up.
Okay.
Yeah.
The R&L Carriers.
New Orleans Bowl.
I got the AutoNation Cure Bowl. Wait.
That's for cancer. Cancer Bowl.
Hey, good job.
Las Vegas Bowl. They couldn't even get a sponsor for that.
The Raycom Media Carmel.
The Gilded New Mexico Bowl.
Oh, what was the one last year? It was like the Snow Bowl, or the Sunshine Bowl, but it like snowed.
Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it snowed, yeah.
The Bahamas Bowl.
The Boca Raton Bowl. That's the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, by the way.
The Walk-Ons Independence Bowl.
Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl.
The Academy of Sports Outdoors Texas Bowl.
Military Bowl, Camping World Bowl. Hyundai Sun Bowl.
How about
Franklin
the
American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
And then you get into the actual bowls.
The AutoZone, the Liberty Bowl. Isn't the Liberty Bowl kind of a big one? No.
That's actually a really shitty one.
I think the
Outback Bowl's pretty big.
I don't think the Outback Bowl's big. I think it's because we live here. I think that's why we think it's big.
No, it's got some prestige.
Does it?
Yeah. All right,
the Outback Bowl.
Citrus Bowl.
And then you get to the big ones, right? The Mountain West Bowl. Are these the big ones, right?
Yeah.
Cotton Bowl. Fiesta Bowl, Orange Bowl, Peach Bowl,
Rose Bowl, All-State Sugar Bowl, and then the National Championship.
But isn't that. I thought the National Championship was one of those four.
It's not anymore. So they've changed it. The semifinal rotates between these bowls. So the two semifinals. So this year it's the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl, but next year it could be the Fiesta Bowl and the Orange Bowl. And it rotates like that. So like the winner of so you'll be Rose Bowl champion and then you'll go play in the National Championship. Okay.
The Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. It doesn't seem right to me. And the Rose Bowl game presented by Northwestern Mutual. Fuck you. Why can't we just make it the Sugar Bowl? Because
they need a sponsor, bro.
The Rose Bowl is like the classic one, right?
Yeah, the granddaddy of them all.
I'd like to go to the Rose Bowl.
Dude, I've heard it's a great thing. Bill Burr goes every year.
I know. That's why we want to go.
Yeah.
Although we could go to the Sugar Bowl.
It's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, no, New Orleans, excuse me.
Or yeah, either the Sugar Bowl or the
Atlanta.
Yeah. Dude, we live in a great area for college football.
In the heart of it.
I know. We never take advantage. We can go to the FSU game.
It's in Gainesville.
Yeah. Oh, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
No.
When does that happen?
2 weeks from now.
Shit, yeah. Well, I don't know. I want to watch it at home. I don't want to go.
It's going to be a shitty game. Yeah. They're both bad.
it's still fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
It's a rivalry game. Yeah.
It's probably going to be at noon, though.
Dude, I remember last year for that game, I thought I was having a heart attack, so I didn't drink at all, and I was just like, everybody was cheering, I was just like,
I'm dying.
As I got to watch Nick's family-in-law, with long faces, while him, the only FSU fan, was like, that was great.
Are we ready to get
out? Yeah, let's get out of here. Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. That was Worth the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Anthony.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.